Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 4th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Clinical care of family members of patients with dilated cardiomyopathy. This consensus statement emphasizes tailoring cardiac screening regimens for family members of individuals with dilated cardiomyopathy, based on both genetic and clinical information. It highlights the importance of genetic family screening after identifying a pathogenic variant in a proband and recommends cardiac screening for all first-degree relatives. The approach advocates for individualized risk assessment at both individual and familial levels to optimize screening strategies. Article number 2. Preeclampsia, gestational hypertension, and cardiovascular disease risk, a genetic epidemiological study. This genetic epidemiology study used Mendelian randomization to investigate the causal relationship between hypertensive disorders of pregnancy and later cardiovascular disease risk. Analyzing data from FinnGen and other consortia, the study aimed to determine if the observed associations between preeclampsia, gestational hypertension, and cardiovascular outcomes reflect true causal pathways. These results could inform targeted prevention strategies for women with a history of hypertensive pregnancies. Article number 3. Sex-specific outcomes after transcatheter or surgical treatment of aortic valve stenosis. The DEDICATE-D-ZHK6 trial. This analysis of the DEDICATE-D-ZHK6 trial examines sex-specific outcomes in patients with aortic stenosis undergoing transcatheter aortic valve implantation or surgical aortic valve replacement. While the main trial demonstrated non-inferiority of transcatheter aortic valve implantation compared to surgery, this predefined descriptive analysis focuses on differences in outcomes between men and women. Understanding these sex-specific nuances can help refine treatment strategies for aortic stenosis. Article number 4. Clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential and mortality in coronary artery disease. This study investigated the link between clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential and all-cause mortality in patients with angiographically confirmed coronary artery disease. Through deep sequencing of genes associated with clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential in over 8,600 patients, the research identifies the prognostic relevance and explores the mechanisms by which clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential, particularly TET2 mutations, impacts mortality in coronary artery disease. The findings may refine risk stratification and treatment strategies in patients with coronary artery disease. Article number 5. Sexual minority populations and disparities in cardiovascular health care. This review highlights the increased risk of cardiovascular disease among sexual minority populations compared to heterosexual individuals, emphasizing the influence of minority stressors on cardiovascular health. It discusses the minority stress model, which posits that stressors across multiple levels contribute to cardiovascular disease risk in lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and other non-heterosexual people. Addressing these disparities requires understanding and mitigating minority stressors within the healthcare system. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.